Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. So in closing out Mental Health Awareness Month, whole month we've been talking about ways to preserve your mental health. The last thing I wanted to talk about was choosing folks who choose you. What that means is choose people that genuinely like you, people that genuinely care about you and your well-being, and people that actually love you. Naturally, your ego wants everyone to see that you have a good heart, that you have a good spirit. You have a tendency to want to prove to people how good of a person you are. However, your sanity requires you to let some people miss out on you. And that's okay. You can't force someone to see the good in you. If you are constantly trying to be in someone's life and they're constantly rejecting you, whether it is a family member, a friend, someone that you are in a romantic relationship with or trying to be in a romantic relationship with, if you are constantly putting out effort and you're not receiving the same effort in return, you are now putting your mental health at risk. And what that does to your mental health is it starts to make you question that there's something wrong with you, that you're unworthy of having this person in your life, when in reality, it could be the other way around. They aren't necessarily worthy of having you in their life, and they know it, but they also know that you're going to keep trying and keep forcing your hand, and all they're going to do is reject you. So as they're rejecting you, you're losing your mind thinking that it's really something wrong with you, when in all actuality it's not. You genuinely run the risk of questioning who you are as an individual when 9 times out of 10, you already know, but you're letting someone else put in your head that there is something wrong with you. Learn to accept people for who they are and treat them as such. I'm not a huge Beyonce fan, but I remember in one of her songs, it's called Lost Your Mind, there was a specific line where she says, "I painted it for you, but you picked the colors." Meaning, I gave you everything that you needed. I showed you what it was. What you did with it is now on you. It's not on me anymore. And we also, one thing I'm learning that I used to struggle with and I've gotten a lot better with it is stop over exaggerating your place in people's lives. No matter how bad you want to prove to someone that you are a good friend, it could be, you know, you just genuinely want to be this person's friend. It could be after a disagreement or misunderstanding. It could be, you know, you really like this guy or you really like this woman, and you are constantly putting yourself out there, constantly making yourself available to them, like making sure that their needs are met, making sure that they know you're there, when in all actuality, it's not what they want. You're over exaggerating your place in these people's lives, and they don't want you there, and they're constantly showing you. But because your ego says, you have to see how great of a person I am, it won't let you quit. And for me, I had to learn to stop letting other flawed ass human beings convince me that I was not worthy. I am a lot of things, but unworthy is not one of them. move on from people that don't like you and just continue to go on about your day. You can't make everybody like you. Everybody's not going to love you. Everybody is not going to care for you the way that you care for them. You may value a friendship more than someone else does. You may value a relationship more than someone else does. And that is okay. But what's not okay is for you to let that value for that friendship, for that relationship to take over and drive you crazy or to allow it to mentally drain you. It's not okay. So in preserving your mental health, I got asked this on a previous podcast that I was on a few days ago. What would I say in terms of dating? Like, how does mental health play a factor in how you date? And that was my answer. Choose people that choose you. Stop dating people that don't like you. Stop trying to date people that don't like you. Stop trying to force people to like you and see that you're a good person. Same thing goes for my friendships. I like to keep people around that want to be in my life. No friendship is perfect. However, I am not in the business of chasing people. Either you are going to be my friend or you are not. Every friendship has ups and downs. If we can't have a disagreement or a misunderstanding and come back and talk about it as adults, we don't need to be friends. I don't do passive aggressive. Passive aggressive stresses me out and that wears on me mentally as well, because it's like, say what you want to say and keep it moving. That goes with my friends, my family members, whoever I'm in a relationship with. I don't do passive aggressive at all, because it teeters that line of, I want to say this, but I'm not going to say this. And I'm very much an overthinker. So for an overthinker, if you don't say what you mean directly, my mind starts thinking, it could have been this, or maybe he or she meant that. So now I'm losing my mind trying to figure out what it is you really wanted to say, when all you had to do was just say what it was. And I look at dating the same way. If we are in a relationship and we can't have a disagreement or a misunderstanding and talk about it like grown folks, this ain't it. It's not it. I shouldn't feel like I'm begging for someone to be in my life. That's not something that anybody wants. You should never feel like you're begging for someone to talk to you. You're begging for someone to keep you around. You're begging for someone to see value in you. You have to see value in yourself enough to know when to just move on from the relationship, whether it's, like I said, platonic, a family member, family relationship, romantic relationship. Value yourself enough to know who is for you and who is not for you. Choose folk that choose you. That being said, I will catch y'all next week.